There's a class offered at Columbia University called Drugs and Behavior, which covers the neuroscience of drug use and addiction. When the professor talks to his students, he isn't referring only to research and lab work. He's also talking about himself. WNYC's Mary Harris has more.
After watching Carl Hart casually mention his own heroin use to a classroom full of undergraduates, I called him up to ask, how far is he going to take this?
I freely say in my talks that I use heroin. This is nothing that I hide.
He's using himself to make a bigger point that hard drugs like heroin, cocaine, meth may not be as dangerous as you think.
And then people say, well, what's your favorite drug? It depends on what the situation's called for.
Before I tell you any more, I need to explain how influential Hart is. He's the chair of Columbia's Department of Psychology. He was actually the first black professor tenured in natural sciences here. And he studied the neuroscience of drugs for years, which is why it's so surprising that lecture by lecture, interview by interview, he started saying things like this.
I'm getting ready to go to a job talk right now. I love heroin, but I will not use heroin before going to a job talk. Now, if I had some cocaine, maybe not. I wouldn't want to waste my cocaine like that. But if I had like a methamphetamine tablet or something, yeah, I might take that at the job talk after I've eaten.
Right, it's all situational.
Just like everything in life for smart people.
Hart is meticulous, logical. He says while more people have become addicted to opioids in the last decade, that's not because drugs like oxycodone or heroin are inherently dangerous. It's just more people are taking them. According to the National Institutes of Health, about 1 in 4 people who try heroin will become dependent. That means that 3 out of 4 won't. But Hart's logic is challenging conventional wisdom and most of his colleagues.
Yeah, I know Carl really well. I respect him a ton. I like him a lot, too.
Michael Nader is a professor at Wake Forest University, an expert on cocaine. He and Hart worked together at the National Institute on Drug Abuse.
I'll be honest with you, I didn't know that Carl used drugs, and it wouldn't matter to me anyway.
The thing is, Nader and Hart agree on the facts. What to do with those facts is where it gets complicated.
He can do it. He can recreationally use drugs. He can hold his job. He's got a family. But for some people, they can't. Those are the ones that we're doing the research on and trying to find treatments.
But Hart's right. The percentage of drug users who get addicted is pretty low.
Lots of us enjoy the opiates, even if we never used heroin.
This is Mark Kleiman. He's a drug policy researcher at NYU.
And pharmacologically, there's not a nickel's worth of difference between oxycodone and heroin, except that the heroin's typically used IV. But, you know, I've had intravenous oxycodone in the hospital. I love it.
It turns out if you ask 3 different scientists for their take on the same data, you get 3 different answers.
I'm sure you must know Carl Hart.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. I mean, like, you guys agree.
We don't.
Okay, what do you disagree on?
He thinks the drug problem is imaginary, and I think he's out of his mind.
Kleiman thinks about how we police and regulate these substances. And he worries, if we're not telling people to be scared of drugs, what are we telling them?
There are an awful lot of people who struggle with chronic relapsing substance use disorder. And the more you make the drugs available and the cheaper you make them, the more of those people there will be.
How you guys doing?
Back at Columbia, Hart is committed to being radically open about his drug use with everyone, his students, even his teenage son.
And when I think about, like, people say, well, but do you have to say you use drugs? If not me, then who?
And he has one more argument, which is that misunderstanding this science makes it that much easier to put people who look like him, people of color, behind bars. He says it's impossible to separate the cold logic of the laboratory from America's twisted history of racism. And he hopes that being honest about himself will force a change in perspective.
It's trying to get people to understand that you can do these things and be responsible and pay taxes and take care of your family and be successful. That's the point. So people can see that the caricatures that they've seen in the past are just inconsistent with reality.
He wants to give drug use a different face, a sympathetic face, his own. Mary Harris, WNYC News.